This is our second last lesson in the series, and it's going to be probably the more challenging of all the lessons in the series because we're going to be working at organizing our eyes into the movement of our trunk. So the customary eyes lesson, of course, the movement of the eyes organizes the movement of the trunk, I believe is the title of a chapter in Awareness Through Movement. And we're going to experience some of that over the next few minutes. Go ahead and find yourself in your chair, sitting somewhere on the front of the chair so that your back is free of the back of the chair, with your feet on the floor. And just take a minute to get comfortable here. Register your footprints. Compare the left and right footprints. Not with any strong intention to make them symmetrical, just to feel how they are. And go ahead, feel your pelvis print, your butt print on the chair. As I talked about a little bit last time, we don't really directly feel any of our bones. We feel pressure, we feel points of contact between ourselves and our environment. So feel your butt print, feel the relatively bony parts, the softer parts. And again, compare the left and right sides. Just try to get a real image. Like if you sat down in paint and then you sat down on the surface, what is the image that you would generate? There was a brief period where everyone discovered that you could sit on the photocopier.
Yeah. I did.
It showed up everywhere in pop culture. And now begin taking your nose forward, but with your neck being quiet so that you're kind of rocking your whole trunk forward. This is a movement we've explored before in the series. Your intention is to take your nose in the forward direction. The forward direction is where your nose is pointing. And you take your nose a little bit in the forward direction and then back. By moving your nose forward this way, without much change in your neck, you're ensuring that your pelvis print is going to be making some changes. Really try to see how things change as you roll forward on the chair. And challenge yourself to make it easier. Are you holding any tension in your eyes, in your jaw? Are you holding your breath at all? Does your facial expression reflect the light, silly, playful situation? Or are you trying hard? Go ahead and pause for a moment. And then begin taking your nose forward the same way, but with minimal change to your pelvis print so that you're using your neck a relatively large amount. You don't have to move the nose as far forward as you were doing before. Stay in your comfortable range. But do your best impression of a chicken. How can you make your pecking motion light, easy? It's not habitual, but there's no reason why it should be so foreign to us. It just comes out of our repertoire. It just is a type of movement we don't do a lot here. And again, look around to see if you're making any extra effort. Are you holding your breath as you do this? Holding any tension in the jaw? To let go of some extra effort in the jaw, you can try protruding your tongue slightly over your lower teeth. Just initiating that movement invites your jaw to relax a little bit. Then take another pause. Now imagine you're in front of a wall, and on that wall is a clock. The clock is right in front of your face. However your head is in space right now, the clock happens to be right in front of it. And your nose is right in the center of the clock, so the hour and minute hands are coming out from where your nose is. So 12 o'clock is towards your forehead in the upward direction, and 6 o'clock is in the downward direction. And 3 o'clock is to your right. 9 o'clock is to your left as you face this clock. Making almost no effort to take your head forward. You can even imagine that the wall comes a little bit closer to you, so you don't need to put your nose forward at all. Begin pushing the minute hand of that clock around in a clockwise direction using your nose. And so this is a weird way to ask you to make a circle with your nose. And it's not an accident that we're imagining something in our environment and we're moving with respect to it. It's the difference between trying to do a movement in the abstract and thinking about mobilizing joints as an abstract goal, or moving in a functional context, moving in order to accomplish some kind of functional goal. And as long as we're moving with respect to a deliberate activity, an activity with respect to our environment, we're in a position to actually enrich our self-image, our soma. So as you push the minute hand around the clock, just notice, are there hours of the clock you find easier than others? Do you prefer to skip over parts of the clock? How round is the circle that you're making? Are you closer to the center of the clock at some points and further out at other points? Give yourself a little rest and then try the opposite direction. Try turning the minute hand counterclockwise and just see if that's any different. See how it's different. It'll be different. And most students have their eyes closed, which is very conducive to this visualization. But it might make it less obvious that you're moving your eyes as you do this. So before you take a rest, try to notice, how are your eyes moving, even with your eyes closed? How are your eyes moving in their sockets as you do this movement of taking your nose in a small circle? When you're ready, have a rest. Sit back in your chair. Let your mind go blank. And come back to the position we were just in. You're forward on the chair. Your 2 feet are resting on the floor. And I'm going to give instructions for the right side, but we can interpret it as the dominant side. So anyone that's left-handed, you can substitute right for left in the instructions. Right, left for right, sure. That's what I meant. And just take your nose to the right and back to center, like you're turning to look to the right. And as always, stay in that comfortable range. In a simple way, just take your nose to the right and back to center. And pay attention if you're making any efforts in the rest of your face. Really, to move your nose, you can use your neck muscles, you can use your trunk muscles, but using your mouth isn't really an effective way to move your nose.
Oh, okay.
So just pay attention to what you're doing. Go ahead and try to leave your face quiet and don't make any changes in your facial expression while you take your nose to the right and back to center. And notice if there's any changes happening on your seat, in your pelvis print as you do this. The head's actually a fairly heavy object to balance on top of the spine, and so as you take your head a little bit to the right, a change could be moving down, and you could feel it in your pelvis print, feel it in your seat. Try to keep your neck still and take your nose to the right. It might be a completely different plane of movement. You might imagine pushing with your left foot into the floor. When you push with the left foot into the floor, it's gonna tilt your pelvis, so that the weight rolls more onto the right side. You might notice that takes your nose to the right as well. Try that a few times, pushing the left foot into the floor. Pushing the left foot into the floor can roll the weight more onto the right half of the pelvis. And you'll notice the nose coming a little bit to the right. Once you found that, leave that for a minute. Try taking the right ear in the direction of the right shoulder. That's going to move your neck a little bit. And that's another way to take your nose a little bit to the right. Everyone's doing a good job keeping the movement small and simple. Go ahead and spread your effort, spread your awareness around, and make sure you're not making any extra effort. You're not holding any tension in the jaw. You don't need to coordinate this movement with an inhalation or an exhalation. And a few times, leave your neck neutral, and again, try tilting your whole trunk to the right. It's like the left half of your pelvis comes off the seat a little bit. You might feel like you're pushing your left foot into the floor a little bit. Roll the weight over onto the right half of your pelvis. Then just pause for a moment in the center. And notice your pelvis print, your butt print, and try to leave it still as you take your nose up in the direction of the ceiling and then back to the center. And you're trying to keep your lower back, your feet, your hips, you're trying to keep them all quiet. And in a simple way, take your nose towards the ceiling and back to the center. And feel your arms just resting on your thighs. Your shoulders can be quiet as you do this. As you take your nose towards the ceiling and back to neutral, do you lead with your eyes? Maybe try a few times looking upward and noticing whether it invites you to lift your nose. Take your eyes back to a neutral position or down. Do you feel your nose responding when you move your eyes? And sit back in your chair and have another rest. Make sure your neck's in a neutral position. You may even benefit from slouching, actually coming forward, leaning forward, and putting your arms on your thighs. Might benefit from walking around the room a little bit. When you're ready, come back onto the front of your chair with your feet on the floor. Check check in with your pelvis print, your butt print, and keeping it quiet like we were just doing, take your nose up and then back to center, trying to get a sense that your head and neck, your upper chest is free, it's independent of what's happening on your lower half. And your eyes can lead the way. After a few minutes, specialize in the downward half. Take your nose in the down direction and then back to center. Don't go up and then down. Really just go forward and then down. Your head starting in a neutral position, and then you look down. As you look down, your nose goes down. And you go up until the point that you stay in the comfortable range, and you stop before any of the movement travels into your seat. So your neck rounds a little bit as you look down, but that rounding doesn't travel all the way to your lower back. We're keeping it localized around your head. And as always, we're looking to be free of our breathing pattern. Can you look down without hopping onto a particular part in your breathing cycle? Pause for a moment. Let your head find a neutral place. And begin rolling your pelvis on the seat so that you're taking the pubic bone a little bit closer to the floor, and then you're taking your tailbone a little bit closer to the floor. It's like you're rounding and flattening your lower back in alteration. Try to do this while keeping your head fixed in space. If I was standing behind and holding your head, it would be like effortless for me. It wouldn't take any effort at all to keep your head there. And this is a big ask in terms of movement and attention. So as you pay attention to this, are you holding your breath? Are you fixing your eyes in a particular way? Are you holding your jaw in a particular way? It doesn't matter if you can do the movement I'm describing it, as much as can you approach the challenge without compromising yourself? How effortless can you make it? And then leave yourself flat on the chair again. Let your pelvis be quiet and take your nose up and down. You can go past that equilibrium, that neutral point now, and you take your eyes to the ceiling, your nose comes up, and then your eyes track forward, and then they go down, and your nose follows them down. And all we're doing is taking the eyes up and down, letting the head move up and down. It can be a quite effortless movement. It's quite a habitual thing to do, to move your head where your eyes are going. So your breathing should be free. Now, remember we're playing here. We're trying to have a light, exploratory approach. Go ahead and play with the idea of moving the nose opposite to the eyes. And as soon as you start to come up against your habits, you might notice your breathing getting interrupted. as soon as anything gets a little bit difficult, back off from it and try again with a lighter approach. Maybe it'll be easier to play with this with your eyes closed, because you can still deliberately move your eyes up and down with your eyes closed. Then one more time, leave your head in some neutral position while you roll on your pelvis forward and back. That image that someone is holding your head from behind, your head's really still in space, and your seat is mobile underneath you. You might have the image of some person from a culture with less infrastructure. They're carrying a large pot of water on their head. Many of us have seen something like this. A person carrying water a long distance can balance it on top of their head. And so while their lower half is walking on rough terrain, accomplishing balance and correcting for all kinds of little flaws in the road and rocks and pebbles and things like that, the head is tracking through space with very little perturbations. It's moving smoothly. And the eyes and the ears help the head to know what it's doing. Go ahead and have another rest. When you're ready, come again onto the front of your chair, your 2 feet on the floor, as we've been doing. Begin turning your head to the right and back to the center. Your neck and your spine can twist, the left foot can push into the floor, the pelvis can roll onto the right side. Don't make any effort to isolate any part of yourself. Use as much of you as you want in this action to make turning to the right and back to the center as comfortable and smooth as possible. But you're looking to the right as you turn right. After you've gotten comfortable with this movement, the rhythm of it, you feel your breathing being free, unencumbered by this action and your intention, then open your eyes if they're not already open, and note where you can see with your right eye as you go to the right. What's the object in the room that you can spot with your right eye as you turn to look to the right? Just register that object. Does adding that intention to note some object in the room, does that change your breathing? Just pause here on the edge of your chair. Get a sense that you're looking in front of you, you're looking forward. And note some object that represents forward in the room. Some object you're looking right at right now. Or just a point on the wall that corresponds to where forward is for you right now. And then resume that movement of turning to the right as before. Do it exactly as you were doing it before, but keep your eyes on that point forward. And see how that changes the entire action for you. If you feel like it changes the action in a large way, then go back and forth a few times of letting your eyes go to the right as you turn to the right. Getting a sense that your neck, your shoulders, your trunk, even your left foot can participate in this action in a simple, harmonious way. Turning to the right is something we're all familiar with. And after you've gotten comfortable with turning everything to the right, then just leave your eyes behind. Just leave your eyes tracking some object in front of you as you take your head to the right. Notice, does that change your breathing? Does it feel like it's harder to turn your head to the right while you keep your eyes on that point? What's the source of that difficulty? Let's agree that nobody really cares about if you lose track of that object in front of you. So your eyes can be so far to the left in their sockets that you cannot see anything anymore. But they still can be pointed into the right part of space. So you can lose track of the object, but can you keep your eyes in that direction comfortably? Can you do this all in a light, effortless way? Take another pause. Let go of that action. Before you take a good rest, find that clock again in front of you. It's like you've walked up to a wall clock, which is exactly hung at the height so that your nose is pointing in the center of the clock. And then take your nose to push the minute hand around the clock. Is it any different for you now? Is there a different sense of space or fluidity as you move on the right versus the left sides of the clock? And have another rest. And let's play a bit with the left side, or your non-dominant side. Go ahead and come forward on the chair, and your feet on the floor. Keeping your neck quiet so that there's no real change in the bend of the neck. Take your nose towards the left and back to center. And just pay attention to how you want to do this. What if you do this initiating from the right foot, like you're pushing your right foot into the floor? Then leave your pelvis quiet on the chair and take your nose to the left and back to the center with most of the action happening in the neck. And you can think of the left ear going towards the left shoulder. Just a small amount back to center. Always looking for the simplest way. And then a few times, take the nose up and back to center. Again, keeping the pelvis quiet. And pause for a moment. Have a little break, just 20 seconds or so. Let's come back to it. Again, taking your nose up and back to center with the action happening in your neck so that your pelvis is pretty fairly quiet. Your butt print isn't really changing as you do this. Going up and back to center. And after you've checked in with that movement we were just doing of taking your head up and back to center, then continue in the downward direction until you're going up and down. And go ahead and find a simple, smooth way to take your nose up and down. Not trying to stretch, not trying to go far, just the simple action of taking the nose up and down. And leave your head somewhere in the center and find a way to roll the pelvis forward and back without your head moving much at all. It's like if I was holding your head from behind, it would stay fixed. And so as the small of your back arches and flattens, there's some other movement in your chest and your neck which cancels it so that your head stays fixed in space. And have another little rest. When you're ready, come forward on the chair again. Your feet on the floor and begin turning your head to the left and back to center. And don't try to isolate any parts of yourself. Use all the parts and just notice where in the room you can look to the left. Your neck and your spine can twist to the left. The right foot can push into the floor, helping the pelvis roll onto the right side. Onto the left side. And your eyes can lead the way. And you can begin to note which parts of the room you can actually see with the left eye as you turn to the left. Take a few minutes here to really put your intention, your center of awareness, into your left eye. And notice which parts of the room you can see with it. Notice whether you're recruiting your breathing in any interesting way here. It's fine to move in a coordinated way with your breathing. There's nothing wrong with it. We just want options. We want to know what we're doing. Take a break if you feel like it, and when you feel like resuming this, lock your eyes on something in front of you and see how that changes your experience of turning to the left. And especially if you are okay with letting go of sight of the object, if you can turn your head so far to the side that you actually lose sight of the object in front of you, but your eyes continue to track it, you're in a position to figure out for yourself how easily you can turn your head and neck. From a basic biomechanics perspective, it isn't necessary that your eyes do anything to turn your head. So any resistance you feel with keeping your eyes forward is your habits talking. You're learning about your habits by feeling the resistance. You're learning new functions by learning to overcome the resistance. Not overcome, but let go of the resistance. Work around the resistance.
Really hard to keep from seeing double.
Yeah, when your eyes are at a plane, that can happen.
Yeah, the other eye too.
The amount of double vision will tell you something about the bridge of your nose. And you don't need to read too far into it. Go ahead and have another rest. And when you're ready to come back into it, return to the forward part of your chair with your feet on the floor, as you could have guessed. And imagine that clock in front of your nose. Begin pushing the minute hand around the clock. And just notice how you do it now. It's easier to make a smooth circle if it's small. If you make a big circle, it's easy to learn which parts are smooth and which parts are less smooth. And try it a few times with your eyes open, if your eyes have been closed. How do you want to use your eyes in this action? If you imagine your eyes tracking the circle that your nose is making, does that make it easier? So you take your eyes up to 12 o'clock. You take your eyes to the right to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, all the way to the right at 3 o'clock, to the right and downward, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Your eyes are straight down at 6 o'clock, tracking to the left, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, they're straight to the left, 10, 11, they come up towards 12 o'clock. How about your eyes moving in the opposite direction? Can you take your eyes around in a counterclockwise direction? While your nose goes in the clockwise direction? Can you have fun with it? Always taking breaks, never letting your effort get too high. Try to take your nose in a counterclockwise direction a few times. Maybe you can synchronize with the eyes again. The nose and eyes go to 12 o'clock, and then they go to the left towards 9 o'clock. Go down towards 6 o'clock. Go up and towards the right to 3 o'clock. When the eyes and the nose go together, the movement itself might be smoother, but almost certainly it feels easier. And let that go. We'll your head fixed in space while you roll forward and back on your pelvis a few times. That's right. Flattening and curving the small of your back. And after you've done that a few times, let it go. And take your head forward and backward while keeping your spine relatively neutral so that the weight rolls forward on your pelvis and back. So it's the same sensation that you're just experiencing, but now your head is moving. And probably it feels like there's less action in the lower back. Imagine taking this movement all the way into standing, like your head continues forward. Maybe I'm standing in front of you now, pulling your head upward and forward. Your weight comes more and more onto your feet, and eventually you stand up onto your feet. You don't have to go in one attempt. You can take your head forward, feel the weight coming onto your feet, then decide you want to reposition your feet. Maybe put them a little bit closer to your pelvis, putting your heels a little bit more in the direction behind you. And then take your head forward again, feel the weight come onto your feet. Keep playing with this movement until you come up to standing. And then in standing, we're at the end of our lesson, but as always, feel your weight on your feet. Notice where your head is in space and walk around, trying to keep your eyes aware of the horizon, the horizontal plane. And just feel your feet on the floor. Especially after a lesson like this, which involves movement of the eyes and the head, take some time to feel comfortable with yourself, feel like you're familiar with where you are in space before you do something like drive a car. Thank you.